could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey, you. Have you drank enough water today?
Oh,
staying
yeah.
Hydrated is very important, even during the cold winter months.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys today? My name is DJ Berger, and this is Between the Buns. Today, we have someone very awesome and cool visiting the station to talk about a very awesome event that they've planned. This is the Micah Wood, University of Vermont art professor. Can you tell us a little bit about why you're here and what your event is?
Sure. Hi, Izzy. Nice to be here. What a lovely place. Never been here before. WRUV, UVM students, what's up? Maybe you have had me in class, maybe you've seen a strange guy walking around, but my name is Micah, and you guys should come to the Vermont Art Book Fair. hopefully you've seen some kind of press around town, but I'm here today to tell you a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is an art book fair, you might ask? Maybe you've been to one, maybe you have not. But essentially, it's an event, usually 1-3 days, where people from around the area, New England, Vermont, for our case, will be descending upon and setting up tables at Karma Birdhouse, 47 Maple Street, where they will be selling art books, zines, posters, and such. So we've invited presses. These are people that make other people's books and sell them. And these books, what I'm talking about, they're not necessarily like a book you find in a library at a bookstore. They're a bit more experimental or like less commercial. They're made in very limited runs. They're just really cool. And I'm sort of like I am the brainchild of this, but I have had a lot of awesome help. We have made this a really cool event. So the hours are Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 8 p.m. at Karma Birdhouse, 47 Maple Street. You can find us on Instagram at Vermont Art Book Fair. Our website is www.whitehouse.gov. Just kidding.
That'd be unfortunate. Incredibly. I don't think they like
that. That domain's taken already?
Yeah,
okay. So www.vermontartbookfair.com. And yeah, our website and Instagram also just has a lot of information. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun weekend. On Friday night is basically kind of like the art opening kind of vibes, where there's going to be some really cool music from the Vermont Synthesizer Organization. Ooh. You know about that?
Yeah, I think when I came here to tour, I went to Despacito and they were playing, and I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
How do they know what all the different buttons do?
Yeah, they're going to put on an incredibly cool set
from
5 to 8 p.m.
And just to be clear, this is this Friday and Saturday.
It's this Friday. And Saturday. And is it free to attend?
Yes, it is. Whew.
Whoa, magic to a student's ears.
Truly.
Free to attend. So doesn't cost you anything to show up. Come see really interesting people, play music. If you want to buy some stuff, great. If not, just look around at the exhibitors' tables and see what they brought. So that's Friday. There will be a food truck as well, Caracas, delicious Venezuelan food.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not talking about any kind of small-time stuff here. This is big time.
How big, though?
We're hoping to get, well, so we have like 25 exhibitors.
Wow, that's
from
a lot.
From Vermont, New England,
very cool.
California, abroad.
Yeah.
And then in terms of programming, we have three different talks, which will be really great. In the afternoon on Saturday, I will be talking with Jane Kent, the silkscreen professor here at UVM, about artist books. She makes artist books. And then there's going to be a talk from a Dartmouth professor and artist about her project. And then a really cool Sky Francois. He makes really interesting, like, sculptures and just objects. He built these mobile, or he helped design these mobile silkscreen presses.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's sick.
Like, how mobile are we talking?
Like they can go like, anywhere.
That's crazy.
They're on wheels, but they're, like, fully functional and legit, like, so professional looking.
They're normally pretty huge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and then when you walk in to Karma, to the space, to mm-hmm. the book fair, you will see someone screen printing on one of these mobile presses, and you can take a screen print for free.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, right
there.
That's
crazy, actually.
Yeah. And then you can go downstairs and do more screen printing with the Iskra Print Collective. Iskra prints wow. all the Higher Ground posters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so is there any, like, interactive component with this the screen printing? Or is it someone screen prints something for you?
You can probably pull. You can pull wow. a print. Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds really
Or if
awesome.
You're, like, nervous, they'll do it for you. Yeah. Wow. You can sign up to make a book. We have a bookmaking workshop, two of them,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty awesome. And so Saturday, our food truck is Aladdin from Stowe. They'll be offering vegan and vegetarian Middle Eastern food,
yummy.
Which will be really cool. And yeah, what else? And then all throughout the day on Saturday is a bunch of different live music,
mm-hmm.
From your normal kind of indie rock to kind of like more lo-fi stuff to experimental DJ sets all throughout the day. And then after 8 p.m., the party moves to DOMA. So if you are up to party, hang out with the exhibitors, that's going to be, yeah.
Is this a 21 plus?
I don't know. I've never actually been to DOMA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it is 21 plus, you should be 21.
Yes.
Or over.
Yes.
But more info on that, hopefully.
But more importantly is coming to the art book fair itself. Yeah. So, yeah, again, free to attend on Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday from 12 to 8 p.m. Yeah, I can't stress enough how fun it's going to be, and will UVM have their own table?
Will we?
We will.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
You know it. The Risograph class of spring 2026 will have work there. What's up?
How is that class, by the way? I wanted to take that.
They're doing fantastic work.
That's great.
Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah. There'll be, well, posters. We'll have zines. We'll have other kind of print. Basically, we're trying to like really celebrate and embrace the printed matter, like the page, the physical thing that you can flip upside down, turn it around, flip the page, right? Yeah. Like, none of this AI slop.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
Right?
I agree.
Let's like get back to like touching paper.
You know what I found really disappointing? This is a bit off topic.
Sure.
But one of the people that we work with the station, like, sent out an AI art thing for like an event, and I was just like, this is crazy. Like, you're literally,
no.
You know, it's like for vinyl too.
No.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
we don't need to dish it out on air.
Yeah, so like, you know, this event was just born out of my love for the printed matter, for the physical page, and we have an incredible amount of artists and presses and just people who love the page, the printed matter, all around New England and Vermont. And I was like, how do we? I just wanted a weekend where I can see all these people in one place, and like where people can actually show up and, you know, just like celebrate what this kind of unique area of the world has to offer.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible that you got so many people from different places to come to Burlington, Vermont. Like,
yeah. Well, Burlington has a rich history. Karma Birdhouse has a really rich history of designers, right? Mm-hmm. And of thinkers, of creatives, of artists, of musicians. So it's really just a big celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I have two questions before I know you have to go. But,
no, you're good.
One, are there any, other than the Risograph class, are there going to be any other UVM student bands or anything like that?
No. Not UVM student bands, unfortunately. But next year, I'm hoping to really get that going.
Yeah.
But there will be other work at... So UVM's table is actually called Fair Press. Mm-hmm. It's the imprint of the UVM.
That's pretty cool.
F-A-I-R-E. Mm. Fair Press.
What's with the E?
You know, just a little...
Just
a little something, fun. Yeah.
Yeah, a little something to take the edge off. Yeah.
So we'll have a few students from silk screen classes, their work there, as well as a Burlington woman, and then our very own Lou Aubin, who, if you haven't met Lou around, Lou is fantastic, incredible artist. Just had a show at the Colburn this spring. Their work is incredible, so they'll have work there.
Very cool.
And, I'm really excited about what Fair Press / UVM is going to have at the table. And, maybe a UVM band can, like, set up outside on the street.
That's always a possibility.
You know, and play and compete for attention. I mean,
that's true. You could host another Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. I think you could be the one to make this happen. Anyways, second question. For the students on campus, how far is the commute to Karma?
Yeah.
And also, like, where in respect to campus would it be?
Okay, so it's probably, as the crow flies, like, walking distance, about a mile.
Okay.
But if you take the number one bus, you can easily get there. Or the number two. Anyway, you basically take the bus that would take you to Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever been to Art Hop or things like that, Art Hop is mainly on, like, in the South End on Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
So Karma Birdhouse, where the fair will be, is like a block towards the lake on Maple Street.
Mm-hmm.
So just act like you're going to Pine Street, but then get off or get onto Maple Street. Have you ever been to the, or seen, like, the scuba dive center?
Oh,
so where Maple, like, Street turns into, like, Battery Street?
Yeah. Like near the skate park?
I don't know. Oh, it's like an abandoned kind of parking lot by the lake. And
is there a big red structure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Kestrel Coffee is also, like, in the Karma Birdhouse.
I do. Yes. Is it near Speeder and Earl's?
No, not on Pine. It's not on Pine.
I might be confusing Maple. The audience, if there is any. But sorry, continue.
It's really close.
Okay.
You can definitely take a bus there or walk there.
Okay.
I'll
be there.
Awesome.
I'll definitely be there Saturday. I'm out of town on Friday. But you guys should be there on Friday and Saturday because it's going to be really fun. And I'm going to tell all my friends about it. And my friends are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you should. And so is Micah. And so are all these exhibits.
We essentially wanted to, like, I don't know. I mean, I love Vermont so much. And at the same time, I moved here from Los Angeles and have been to the New York Art Book Fair and the LA Art Book Fair, and I kind of wanted to bring, like, a slice of kind of what that feels like to Vermont.
Yeah.
Just think, like, about really cool art books you've ever seen in your life or really cool zines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of situation that'll be at the fair.
spectacular.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Please come out. We need as much, like, of the youth to be there. You guys are awesome. You're the future. You are the future.
Everyone's been saying this.
All right, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's true.
Hopefully. If all goes to plan.
I believe in you guys.
And we believe in you, Micah.
All right, I gotta get to class.
Okay. Have a great time at class.
Thanks.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. I hope to see you around soon, yeah. If I don't get to take one of your classes again.
Please do. You have to.
I would love to, actually.
Take silk screen as well.
It would probably be, like, in the spring.
I would teach in the spring, but it would be in the spring.
Okay. Okay. Have good class. Thanks. Bye, Micah. Such exciting things going on in here today. Incredible. But yeah, Micah's a really, really cool guy. I had him for drawing last semester. And I honestly, like, I'm not that good at drawing, but I felt very positively challenged by the class, and I think it's really cool what he's able to do as an art teacher and as an event planner, and yeah, just really cool stuff. Speaking of, actually, this has nothing to do with drawing. I was trying to do something there, but I wanted to play some jazz today because I study jazz. I listen to a lot of jazz, and I just saw the most incredible pianist play in the UVM Music Building on Friday. It was so crazy. His name was Matthew Whitaker. It was supposed to be a Fred Hirsch show, but I think something happened with Fred Hirsch, so he got Matthew Whitaker, and like, thank goodness for that, because I've never seen someone play the piano like that, and I don't think I ever will again. Like, he was the piano. He became one with the piano, and it was beautiful. I almost cried. My boyfriend said that it sounded like The Simpsons, which annoyed me a little bit, but, you know, there's something to be said for The Simpsons, too. Anyways, this is Ugly Beauty by Thelonious Monk.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we just listened to Minority by Bill Evans. Ask Me Now by Thelonious Monk, which might be my favorite Thelonious Monk song. Call me crazy. I don't know. I just am, like, absolutely in love with Solo Monk. And I also, I learned how to sing that for one of my classes, which is cool. And I learned how to play on piano. Not as well as him, obviously. That'd be really hard. But, yeah, I just really love that song. Anyways, before that, we had Lucky to Be Me by Bill Evans. Emily by Bill Evans, which is a song that my friend George put me onto. I Surrender Dear by Thelonious Monk, another great track from Solo Monk, and Ugly Beauty by Thelonious Monk. Now we're really gonna switch it up. We have some, like, harder rock music up next, starting with Daytime Europa Stuff by They Are Gutting a Body of Water.
Thank you.
All right, we just listened to one of these by Wombo and Daytime Europa Stuff by They Are Gutting a Body of Water. Unfortunately, we don't get as much music today because Micah got to come in and we chatted for a while, and that was really awesome. But yeah, I'm DJ Berger. My friends Cam and Levi are in here today.
Hi.
Say what's up. Yep. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know about the Vermont Book Art Book Fair?
Nope.
On Friday and Saturday?
No. Tell me all about it.
Well, there's Book Art Fair. Or my awesome professor, Micah Wood, came in earlier and told us about it. But it's downtown. There's like 25 exhibits from people like all across the country, which is so crazy.
And it's book art.
I unfortunately won't be here on Friday, but it's Friday and Saturday. You guys should go.
Let's go.
All right. I'm going to get out of here so Chloe can start her amazing show. Goodbye, guys. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I'm DJ Berger, and this was Between the Buns.